and I'm not able to open them and straighten out. I'm tired, you know. I'm old lady now. I don't realize it. It's really, I'm really overactive right now, and it's got me, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Haven't heard that in a long time. They don't use ma'am anymore.
What?
Yes, ma'am, and no ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir. That's kind of dead antique, they say. They don't want to take the trouble, but it does sound nice when you say it to a person, huh?
Well, just
we've got that in, knocked in us, and we can't help it. And Southern people, you know?
Yeah, but that's right.
We've got that, what did you call them? There's a word, Chisholm or Cheyenne.
Chivalry.
No, it ain't chivalry, it's a short word. It means that pizzazz, you know, that we got to know how to do things. We got manners, and some of them take it up and try to accomplish things mannerly, you know? But it does sound nice to a person, anyhow. Everything's in a hurry today. Well, we got our old gray skies. You got a call?
Yeah.
Because if I get left out of this, I'll have to spend money.
I'll be happy to take you home.
Okay.
I'll even help you straight out some of those bones.
Oh, no, you could never do that.
Some of those bones, if you want.
I'm ashamed to show them to you. I'm five rooms in a three-room little apartment. I am crowded. I got some more junk to go over there tomorrow evening. I'll go over there with the colored man with the taxi, and there's a colored woman gonna, they want this and they want this, and then you hold it for them and they don't come get it, and I gotta give up the house, you know. So I told them, come on over, I'll go over there tomorrow evening. So if you take me home, I'll be all right.
I'd be more than happy to.
Thank you. Do you
have a room where you store all that?
A room? I only got three rooms, and they're all to the door. I have never had a move like, see, I'm the last of my family, everybody's dead, and I was sentimental, German descent, and they save everything and you can think of, and I've inherited that bad trait, you know, but I had a dear lesson. I guess God gave me the trouble this time so I don't accumulate no more, but I've given more stuff away, I tell you.
Uh-huh. Well.
So there it is.
Well, you don't have I have a little car, but
I ride in little cars.
It's a plain one, and it's
Margaret new. Has a little car. She takes me home sometimes. We get three in there sometimes.
It's a clean one, but it's new. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. And new.
They say those little cars don't use much gasoline, huh?
No, they don't.
Is it a Volkswagen? Don't you have trouble getting parts for it? I have a godchild. Presbyterians don't believe in that, but this. My friend insisted on me standing up at the altar with her son when he was born, so I stood up there like an Indian, and the minister didn't recognize me.
Like an Indian?
They call me Godmother, you know? And Donald lives in Berkeley, California today. I stood up there like a stick, and she called him Donald Maynard. My name's May, see? So they made up her name, Donald. Well, that son of a gun grew up. And he got married. He was a Unitarian, you know. You ever been in a Unitarian church? They're funny people.
No, ma'am.
The bride come in. She was dressed in gray. She looked like a ghost walking up the aisle. With a veil on and down. Then they had a big reception, and they were social workers. They had all the blacks of creation, big shots there. You know, it was a mixed-up wedding. Well, Mr. was living there, and we went to the wedding and enjoyed it. And got in the reception line. I said, Donald, don't forget to write me when you get back there after the honeymoon. And he says, I'll put your name down. Well, to this day, I never got a letter from him. So his mother died about a year ago, and he come down here, and he's sick. He's got some kind of stomach trouble. He was going to Usher in the clinic. That's the big doctors down here.
Yeah.
So he went back. He never did write me anymore. He was a social worker, and his wife was a social, and then she changed over. She got to be a school teacher.